Yeah, it started out good and, you know, close to about, you know, one pitch away from getting out of there. But, you know, Damon had a tremendous at bat and, you know, they actually had a few really good at bats. And, you know, A-Rod hit a fastball in. We've been going in with him, but he did a good job making an adjustment on the pitch. So, you know, sometimes you got to tip your hat, but, you know, wish it would have, if I could have put away Damon, would have obviously been a pretty quick, clean inning. But like I said, he had a great at bat, and they did what they've been doing a lot of, you know, good at bats late in the game, and I got some runs.
Brad, can you talk about your level of frustration to be put in that situation then for what happened to happen?
Well, yeah, I mean, of course, you want to win the games. So, yeah, you're frustrated when it doesn't work out. But, you know, hopefully Cliff will give us a great game tomorrow. We can get back to New York and take care of business. But obviously you want to win every game. To be honest, that's not really something you go over a lot. I don't know who's supposed to cover third on that, but, you know, just kind of a weird play where no one ends up being there and, you know, it becomes a foot race and he's faster than I am. So, he got there before I did.
Had you ever been a part of a play like that where a shift is on some of these deals?
I haven't, no. You know, it's kind of an unusual play. There were, you know, just, you're kind of out of sorts, and then all of a sudden, you know, there's just nobody at the bag. You know, he's a very heads-up player, and he was able to take an extra base right there, which was obviously pretty big.
Did that in any way throw you off? Did that in any way throw you off with rhythm, anything like that?
No, no.
Brad, the pitch to A-Rod, is that miss on location, or is it just getting credit to him?
I threw a fastball in. I think it was actually probably a decent pitch. We've got in there a lot, and you got to give some credit to him, too. I mean, it could have been, I guess, off the plate in, but, you know, he did a good job hitting it. And, you know, sometimes you got to give credit to him also. He's a pretty good hitter.
You were on a roll for a while in earlier rounds, and you hadn't pitched in a while. Do you think that had anything to do with it?
No, I mean, you know, I felt good out there. But, you know, like I said, they did a great job fighting pitches off, battling, and, you know, kept themselves alive and kept the inning going. And then, you know, and capitalized on some pitches that, you know, obviously they were kind of looking for, and they did a good job hitting them.
Brad, you've had your ups and downs this year. How much harder is this, though, than anything else that's happened this year?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's always tough. You know, this is, you always want to go out there and have good results. But, you know, anytime you don't do well, it's frustrating. Obviously, you know, the guys did a great job coming back tonight. So, really wish we could have come out with a W here. But, you know, like I said, we got Cliff going tomorrow. We feel good about that. And we got to get back to New York and hopefully keep going. But, you know, hopefully I get another chance to get out there and you know, hopefully get a save or a win for a team, whatever the case may be.
The guy on third base affect your pitch selection?
No.
How does it feel to be so close to getting that third out and getting out of the inning 1-2-3 and then just have it, you know, just go south?
Well, I mean, the third out's normally the toughest, you know. But, you know, it was very close, but I think, like I said, I think the whole thing comes down to just a really good at bat by Damon. Fouled off some real good sliders, and ended up, you know, kind of kept going back and forth, and he got a fastball away, and he did a good job serving it out to left field and getting
was that
him.
Where you wanted it?
I think the probably location away was all right, but it was probably up a little more than could have been. But you know, he saw a few pitches in that at bat and did a good job.
Brad, because of what happened with Alex early in the first inning and the warnings to both teams, is there any, in the back of your mind, any hesitation to go inside with that fastball off the plate?
I mean, not really. You know, I think obviously you're trying to stay away from you know, hitting the guy. But, you know, at the same time, you got to execute your pitch. And you know, like I said, he did a pretty good job hitting it. I'd be surprised if, you know, went back and looked and it was – over the plate. I think it was probably in, but it could have been in, you know, on the inner part of the, I guess I should say off the plate in, but he did a good job hitting it.
Did Damon being on third base inhibit you at all from throwing sliders to A-Rod?
No, I don't think so. I think we probably, you know, would have gone to sliders, I'm sure, real soon. You know, probably should have gone to it sooner, but he did a good job hitting that second pitch. I'm sure we would have gone to it real soon after that.
You guys have been